From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. After a nearly two-month-long fight, the Missouri Senate has passed legislation to require voters to show photo IDs at the polls. Marshall Griffin has the details.
The bill would allow people without a photo ID to vote if they bring an alternate form of identification and sign a statement under penalty of perjury that they are who they say they are. It passed 24-8 exactly along party lines. The measure is back in the hands of the Missouri House, which must accept the changes or ask the Senate to negotiate a final version that would require another round of votes. The companion bill, a proposed constitutional amendment to allow for a photo ID requirement, is still awaiting passage in the Senate. Lawmakers have a week and a half to pass both bills before the 2016 session ends. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri lawmakers have advanced a personhood measure that backers say will protect the unborn and opponents say could ban abortion. House members voted yesterday to give the bill initial approval. If passed by the legislature, it would ask voters to decide whether to add, quote, unborn human children at every stage of biological development to a state constitutional provision that protects people's, quote, right to life. Republican backers say it's needed to protect the unborn. Democratic opponents say it could ban abortion, including in the cases of rape, incest, and in which the life of the mother is at risk. The measure needs another House vote before it can head to the Senate. A Missouri House committee has passed a proposed fuel tax hike already passed by the Senate, but not before making a few changes. Marshall Griffin reports.
First, House members added language that would gradually raise the tax on natural gas designated for vehicle use so that it would be equal in percentage to the tax on gasoline and diesel fuel. Republican Bart Corman of Montgomery County sponsored the amendment.
We set an equivalent calculation in there. I wanted to make sure it was as simple as possible.
The other amendment would include any new types of fuel that would be used to power cars and trucks in the future and would tax that fuel at the same rate as gasoline or diesel. The additions mean that the bill would eventually have to go back to the Senate, assuming it's passed by the full House before the end of the 2016 session next week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Kansas City Mayor Sly James says the city will not hold an election this year on whether to build a new one-terminal airport. The mayor announced yesterday only 39% of people polled last week said they supported building a new, nearly $1 billion Kansas City International Airport. The city had discussed putting the issue on the August or October ballot. The current airport is nearly 50 years old and has three separate terminals. Supporters of the existing layout proposed renovating the terminals rather than building one terminal. James says he believes the city will eventually have a single terminal airport, but now is not the time to pursue the project. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.